Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. And a chilly start to the day. There are areas of frost in many locations. Frost advisories will expire this morning. Brisk northerly winds and a generous supply of clouds from the Green Mountains east yesterday kept temperatures during the day in the 50s and low 60s, more typical of mid-April than late May. Following the cool weather during the day, the clouds dissipated overnight and the winds decreased. That means thermometers didn't have far to fall to reach close to the freezing mark this morning, close enough for areas of frost to start the day. The cold spots are in the upper 20s. A curious note about frost and temperatures, many thermometers are a few to several feet above the ground. However, cold air is heavy, and it settles below the level of the thermometers. That means that frost can occur when the thermometer reads in the mid, even upper 30s. High pressure remains anchored over the Great Lakes this morning. However, it will expand east during the day, and that means plenty of sunshine today. That'll help temperatures warm up several degrees from yesterday's readings in the 60s, near 70 in some of the warmer valleys. There will be lighter westerly and northerly breezes, but it'll still be a bit breezy at times, midday and afternoon. The area of high pressure will drift eastward for the next 24 hours, which means another clear night tonight, though several degrees warmer, with some isolated frost in the very coldest spots. Areas that are in the upper 20s this morning will still have to be on guard. The warming trend continues tomorrow. High pressure will be lingering over us into Sunday morning. We're expecting 70s to near 80 on Saturday, and then warming into the upper 70s to mid 80s on Sunday afternoon. High pressure may retreat a little to the west on Sunday into Monday as a storm strengthens far to our east over the Canadian Maritimes. A weak backdoor cold front will deteriorate as it tries to slip in from the east on Monday, but other than a few clouds and some gentle breezes, no weather concerns are found through Monday. It might cool the temperatures a bit, especially in eastern and northern areas. Highs on Monday still reaching the 70s. It'll climb to the low 80s in the warmer valleys west and south. With no significant weather systems around in early next week, temperatures may climb a few to several degrees by the time we get to midweek, readings well into the 80s. Some of the warmer valleys could reach 90 degrees by Thursday, though the humidity at least remains comfortable. The downside of the sunny, dry weather? The dry part, as the lack of rainfall becomes a growing concern. Now back to the forecast details. Any frost advisories are expiring this morning. Sunshine. There'll be a few fair weather clouds from the Green Mountains east this afternoon. Seasonally cool, but certainly milder than yesterday, in the 60s to near 70. North to northwest winds around 10 miles per hour, some gusts to 25 through New Hampshire. Tonight, mostly clear, not as cool. Lows mostly in the low to mid 40s, but there will be some 30s in the cold spots, and there could be some isolated frost. Saturday, mostly sunny and warmer. Highs will be in the 70s, a gentle westerly breeze. Saturday night, clear, not nearly as cold, in the 40s and low 50s. And Sunday, sunshine and warm. Highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.